That was extremely interesting experience. A lot of people, scientists, philosophers, theologians, went together to discuss very sensitive and important issue on adult stem cells research. And they challenged themselves to address very powerful message, positive message to those who are no scientists, who had no scientific background, politicians, church leaders, members of international organizations. So I think that was very successful and very interesting meeting.
Now, some of the researchers that I had the opportunity to speak with who were there at the conference have been very pleased with the results that they've been seeing in their own research into adult stem cells and the potential for treatment of many diseases with adult stem cells. However, in particular, we heard mostly from researchers in the United States, where they seem to lament the fact that there is not more widespread public support of their research. How do you get around this problem?
One of the goals of this conference was to bring people close to each other and to show that we can do very excellent research without any moral concerns or without violating ethical or religious values. And in the same time, we wanted to create opportunity to join forces. And of course, many of them, they are concerned that wide public do not follow their research. They have no maybe access to media, and they have no impact on the society. So we wanted to offer them possibility to be visible and to show that their research is important, deserves support, and we want to help them.
What about the level of commitment on the part of the European Union? I mean, did you see many researchers? Have you met many researchers from the EU?
Well, some of them were present during our conference, but we also have to be very conscious that those speakers, those scientists that presented their papers during our conference, they work within the United States, but not all of them are Americans. So this is a very delicate issue of having a place and possibility to make research in our own countries. Some researchers, unfortunately, emigrate to the United States because they feel and they find more attractive and more dynamic society that help them to do research.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, we also heard some American researchers who went to Brazil and to other countries to be able to do their research or receive funding for their research. One of the doctors with whom I spoke at the conference said, and I'll quote him, it was Dr. Robert Hariri. He said, "It's important for people to realize that the Vatican is a powerful, powerful advocate for science and technology. It is not interfering or impeding progress in this space, and I think that the position in supporting non-embryonic stem cells happens to be a logical one, because the tools at our disposal today don't violate anyone's personal, moral, or ethical standards." Well, listening to that doctor, it seems he was making the point that some people don't know that the Vatican supports science and technology and does not try to interfere with or impede its progress. How does the Church promote ethical scientific progress?
Well, of course, in many circles, still there is a very bad perception of the Church and some kind of shadow of Galileo affair is still affecting the image of the Church. While the Church is really supportive and we recognize that the advancement of sciences is a participation in wisdom, in knowledge, in developing new horizons or discovering new horizons of reason, which is unique, important, and valuable. So sometimes it, it is difficult to change people's mind or to reach them, because that would be a question to journalists, why some media are focusing on scandalistic issues or those who are not powerful and positively powerful. So I think people have to realize that the church has its own institutions, scientific institutions, like Pontifical Academy for Sciences, Pontifical Academy for Life, and they work, they perform a very good job showing that there is no antagonism between religion and science.
Much of the scientific progress in adult stem cell research has only gone to benefit a select few people, either in experimental phases or for a few lucky patients who can afford the whopping costs of treatment. Pope Benedict says that justice demands that every effort be made to place the fruits of scientific research at the disposal of all who stand to benefit from them, irrespective of their means. What can the church do to ensure that those who need treatment get it? Isn't that the responsibility of governments and drug companies?
Of course, to some extent, it is related to governmental regulations. And of course, the church can morally support research in some cases. As we know, bishops' conferences gave substantial economical support to this. But of course, scientific community must follow legislative rules, and they have to follow regular scientific standards of developing treatments and bringing them to the society. And once these clinical trials will achieve a standard level of treatment and will be recognized by FDA or similar governmental institutions, standardized procedure will go to wide public, and more efficient it will be, more people will have access.
One of the researchers brought up the issue that to be able to have one treatment with adult stem cells, it might cost $100,000 for one treatment, but all you need is one treatment. So a patient suffering from multiple sclerosis, for example, I think he was making that comparison. That patient may be paying up to $50,000 a year for drugs to treat the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Yet, if that patient were given the possibility to have one treatment with adult stem cells, it's still in the experimental phases, but it might resolve that person's problem.
Well, of course, it's difficult to predict how it will work in the future. And some scientists try to guess how effective, efficient the cure will be. And many organizations, many biopharmaceutical companies, they think in terms of cost effectiveness. The true issue and the central core of the whole research is the person of the patient, of suffering people. And it is really important to find out a cure and focus on that instead of focusing only how much it will cost. The human life has no economical value. Everything is available or important to help people. But I think that once we reach standardized process or technology or treatment, those people will also see that it will cost less and less.
You said that several bishops' conferences have invested in adult stem cell research. Your pontifical council has done the same as well. To what extent is the church prepared to invest even more financially in this research?
I think what some bishops do and what the Pontifical Council for Culture does is only the first signal and input for developing a new kind of mentality where philanthropists and nonprofit organizations can find out their own space in helping and developing very valuable projects. So, of course, the church is present around the world with many institutions, welfare institutions, and maybe our initiative will offer an input for other bishops' conferences or nonprofit organizations. But still, we have to understand that the most important thing is to join forces and to invite people from different areas, from different organizations, institutions, to come together and to see how many resources we have, what we want to put into common box, if I can say that, and how we can help to advance science and positively impact humanity.
You, at the conference, listed some of the statistics of the church, the hundreds of Catholic hospitals, Catholic schools, universities. So the church is present in healthcare, in education. Through these, are you expecting also to implement some of this, some of these treatments?
Well, of course, we need to realize that there are different levels of working and impacting culture. There is no cure, no treatment without very good, excellent scientific research. So, in my opinion, we need to operate on different levels, starting from universities or research centers, from academicians, going down to train new generations of scientists with deep sensitivity to human or moral aspects of human life, and then to provide for support that will go from labs, from basic research, into concrete solutions, clinical trials, and so on. So this is very articulate process, and we need to keep involved people on different levels and in different environments to assure that we really can offer some benefits to ill persons.